Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams, and I'd like to welcome you again to the Dr. Glovina Show. Here we go again. Often we do not step out on faith. Why? Because we have some doubt as to our purpose. Yeah, we need that precision of purpose and take on that challenge. I often do it myself. Reflectively ask yourself, what is my purpose? And then go a step further, step out on faith, and what am I called to do? You know, it can become very, very revealing if we ask ourselves, what could be preventing me from moving forward? And look at your life. What is it that perhaps you set aside because it didn't happen the first time you tried? Come on, let's step out on faith. I don't think you'll be disappointed. You may experience some resistance or perhaps some challenges along the way, but you will learn even as you step out on faith, as you get on the path of reaching your goals, you know what? The provision is actually on the path. So if you just picture in your mind, if there's a path that you're walking on, and as you begin to question, you know, or you may begin to take a self-examination and say, I need this, I need that. As you walk on the path, it is miraculous and it's amazing how those steps of faith reveal the provision that we need. We gain them, we find them, we locate them as we are walking on the path. So never give up. Don't give up. Don't turn around and say, oh, forget it. I'm not ever going to make it. I don't want you to ever feel like that. That's why today I entitled this episode, Look Up. And the reason why I'm asking you to look up, I want to thank Cynthia on the island of Sardinia for reaching out this morning, such a powerful way. I see you, Cynthia. Listen, it's so powerful when we do this, because the episode Look Up today, you know, let's look up. Even if you look up and you see there may be a ceiling, and the ceiling is not always glass. You know, it's not always invisible. It's not always invisible to the spiritual eye. You know, we can feel like it looks like I've reached the top, or I'm not going to be able to break through and be able to accomplish what I want to accomplish, or my destiny. I want you to look up. And as you look up, you may even begin to see some cracks in the ceiling. Yep. Mm-hmm. The cracks may look like that's not much hope. It's just a few jagged lines in the ceiling. But guess what? I believe that is the beginning of the opening of your breakthrough. That's the beginning of the opening of your breakthrough. So we should never despise small beginnings. Never despise small hints or small breakthroughs. Look up. Look up and begin to examine what you may be facing in your life, as I too have to examine what I face in my life. Because often the price has already been paid, the path has already been made for you. Now, what you have to do is simply begin to step out on faith. Look up. Put your head up. Put your shoulders back. Put one foot in front of the other. Even if there's resistance, even if there feels like there are insurmountable challenges, keep moving forward. Yes, that's what I want you to do, and I hope that that is your desire as well. The price has already been paid. You know, I'd like to talk today about who I believe is the most unique person who has ever walked this planet. I believe that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, I believe that he is the most unique person that ever walked on this earth. And I was taught in school, as I was taking my theology classes, they said, listen, Jesus is the main thing. And always remember that Jesus is the main thing, and the main thing is Jesus. We go about in many ways of expressing that Jesus is the main thing. Sometimes we sing, and it proclaims Jesus is the main thing. Sometimes we provide services in our local places of worship. Hey, Jesus is the main thing. Often when we're reading the Word of God, the bottom line and the ultimate goal is that we remember that he is the main thing, and then we open up our lives and we begin to bring others so that they can enter into this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I think that's the bottom line of all that we do. Isn't that something? Your purpose, your divine purpose, your gifts, your talents, they are brought here to the earth so that you can express that particular aspect of God, that unique quality of God. Give that gift to the world. And I promise you, it's not only fulfilling, but it also, your gifts begin to grow and they get fine-tuned as you give. There's something miraculous about giving. And another thing miraculous about giving is that when you give, you receive. And you don't have to beg. You don't have to keep reminding Almighty God of what you'd like to receive. You just keep giving. Giving opens up the law of reciprocity, and it comes back to you, sometimes in ways that we can hardly imagine. There is a miracle working power. There is a powerful ingredient in giving. Giving also will bring you joy. Yeah, don't have your head hung down. Look up and begin to see how things are opening up for you. There may be an area that you want to give. You haven't been able to give. Look up. There may be a gift that you need to improve and enhance. Look up. It may look now, and this bears repeating, it may look like a small crack in the ceiling, but I promise you, in a good way, it's going to open up and a floodgate from heaven is going to pour down upon you and begin to give you that special something that you need to deliver to the world. Come on, give your gift, give your talents. What you have, give freely. And I promise you, and I'm not making any false promises here, you won't even have to ask for what you need. At many points, it will just be given to you and returned to you in ways that you cannot even imagine. You'll find favor. You'll have grace without even asking for it. Because often your giving is the grace and the favor that someone else, the recipient, has been looking for. So this is another way that we open up and we show the world what God is really like. And you can help a person to develop their relationship when they look at you and they see that Jesus is Lord of your life. they begin to say and see, hey, I like that quality in that person, and they may begin to want to know more and more, and then you can share this with them. You know, if I can share with you a scripture just to show you about this uniqueness, I'm going to read Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. It says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things. And in him, all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether the things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. The most unique person, that's who I was reading about. The image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, the most unique person who has ever lived is Jesus Christ. He is the greatest teacher. Hey, you read the word of God, you begin to gain wisdom. You begin to live a life that bears noticing. I mean, you want to shine, not just for the attention, but so that your light can be a beaming, like a beaming way to show others what they need to do or what they may want to do. Listen, your uniqueness will begin to show forth in everything you do in your life. Uniqueness means that special thing about you, your ingenuity, your divine intelligence. It will begin to show in everything that you do. Who knows? History may be waiting for you. I believe that. I believe that history is waiting for you to make your mark. It, you know, Jesus was so unique. It said, in whom are hidden. That means we have to do a little searching. Who all the treasures are hidden. The treasures of what? Of wisdom and knowledge. You see the uniqueness? In Jesus is hid the treasures. You know, a treasure is something that you cherish. You may have to search for it. But once you find it, you cherish it, you guard it. So the wisdom and the knowledge that you need is in Christ. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, they're hidden in him. Do you believe that? And as you study the word of God, you will begin to see the treasures. You will begin to see them shine. And listen, what happens is that you start digging even deeper. You start digging. You want more and more. And then this wisdom and knowledge begins to be demonstrated in various aspects of our lives. Yes, that could be the missing element, not in you, but in the world today, that you can share. Could wisdom be a missing element? Because we have our electronic devices. We have the internet. We have so much information available to us. This data that has been collected, all we have to do is simply often, some of us just speak into our phones and we receive the answers that we're looking for. We can just go on our devices and type in what it is that we desire to know or to gain further knowledge or directions and instructions. We have access to information, all types of data, but what could be missing is the wisdom. That is the part that you can contribute to humanity. The wisdom. We have the computers. We have the internet. The playing floor has been leveled. We all have access to basically the same information. So could it be that's what's missing in the 21st century? The wisdom that you can acquire and you can make available to yourself and others? This is what Jesus offered us, the ability to gain this wisdom in your home, hey, in your personal life, in the workplace, in our daily decisions. Let's seek out wisdom, my beloved. And I'm going to include this. We're not just talking about worldly wisdom, because there is a worldly wisdom. Most of us have a lot of worldly wisdom. We've been recipients of worldly wisdom in a number of things. You know, before I'll use myself as an example. I used at a point in my life, and probably I still do, but I can pinpoint a period in my life when I used worldly wisdom. And in many cases, I got results. But what if I had used godly wisdom? Probably could have got better results, something that would far exceed my worldly wisdom. Mm-hmm. And often I didn't necessarily get a godly result. But when we use godly wisdom, we get godly results. I know I'm saying something that you already know. Often it's just simply that I'm just sharing a gentle reminder. You know, you have to go to a meeting and someone will say, just give us a gentle reminder. Just let us know what time the meeting is starting and send us a gentle reminder. Some of these things I'm saying, they're often gentle reminders. So listen, I found out as a young woman that my worldly wisdom could not compare to the godly wisdom. As I began to read the Word of God, I realized, and not only realized, not just an intellectual assent, but I came to a point in my life where I began to see that there's a wisdom that's above all the wisdom of the world, and there's an intelligence that superseded the intelligence that I thought I had. This wisdom and knowledge is in Christ Jesus. Oh my God, thank you. I want to shout out to Sheila, Hannah's Hands in Virginia. Thank you for those encouraging words. I'm getting texts right now. I'm just responding. It just encourages me even more. This wisdom and this knowledge, it's hidden. Let me add this too. He offers, or you can offer to society a better view of what a person should be like, a better view of a woman, or a better view of a man, what a true woman looks like, what a true man looks like. You know, some of the, because it needs to be revamped in this respect. We need to put forth an image of humanity that supersedes wherever we are now. This is what I'm trying to convey. No matter where you are now, no matter how your personality is structured, what the level of your spirituality, your physical physique, wherever it is now, you can improve it. You can look up and you can see that I can advance wherever I am. Whatever your situation is, hey, whatever your calling is, wherever you are right now, you may still need to know this, that look up. The price has already been paid for you to excel. You know, even in terms of women, some of the most respected scholars and philosophers, they've said some things that Jesus came and cleared up and liberated women and liberated men. Listen, look up and live. You've been liberated even against some of the things that society has said. You know, there was a great philosopher who made this statement. He said that the society would be completely disorganized if women were on equal basis with their husbands. How about that? Jesus came along and he cleared that up. He made sure that that was cleared up so that we can walk in our fullness and so that we can know that we can set an example because of the liberated spirit that lives on the inside of us. Listen, you and I both know things get organized even better once the feminine aspect steps into play. I want you to also know this. I want you to know that Jesus put an end to that all, and he liberated us. He set us all free. He puts us back in right standing with God the Father. Yeah, I know it's the same old story because we got out of right standing. The position that was taken in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, it put us out of right standing with God. But Jesus came and put us back in right standing. So you can begin to look up. What I mean by look up, begin to think more forward. Begin to ascend into the kingdom of God. Begin to take your rightful place, putting Christ at the head of your life. Let him be the beam, the light that guides you and leads you. Because wherever we teach and we talk about and the kingdom of God is evident, things begin to change. Yeah, things are upheld in a higher level. Things are lifted to a place where the planet, I'm talking about humanity, we begin to ascend to a new level. That's where we are now, my beloved. The planet is ascending. We're going to a new level. You don't want to miss this move of God. And this move is birth, and it's being birthed, and I'm going to go and say this past tense. It had, because whatever shall be has already been, and it has been established and birthed through prayer. It has been your spoken word and the spoken word of other people that's taking us to this new level. We're ascending. I said, even though if you look up and you may think that there's a ceiling above you, and even if that's in your mind, I want you to begin to see that it's beginning to crack open. Yes, some of us may not be able to take just a full-fledged opening. We need to just see a crack in the ceiling. That fragmented lie is the beginning of a brand new beginning for you, a rebirth of something magnificent. Look up. Look up. As you walk, know that your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Take those steps. I want you to look and examine your heart and your mind and look and listen carefully. What new instructions and directions has Almighty God given you for this season of ascension? Look up. All that you've read, all that you've talked about, the courses you've taken, the degrees that you've acquired, the experience, the knowledge, the wisdom, the divine intelligentsia, the beauty, the accumulated knowledge that you have, move forward. And I have all the confidence in you that you may not have moved as rapidly as you thought or even others may have thought, but I have confidence in you to believe that what I'm saying is taking root in your heart, in your mind, and in your thoughts. Because I really have designed this program, the Dr. Glovina Show, so that I can inspire you, so that you can fulfill your divine purpose. It could be a small word. It could be a mantra that I have spoken. It could be a phrase that sticks with you. And throughout the week, throughout the days, throughout the hours that lie ahead, you'll be encouraged to get up, look up, stand up, put your shoulders back, and take a step in the right direction. That step in the right direction could be self-care. Yes, I don't overlook those types of things. It could be self-care and setting self-care as a priority, because self-care is a priority. I want you to care for your emotion. One way to care for your emotions, my beloved, is by relieving undue stress. Resist the urge to overcommit yourself. Harness the fact that you're still loved and respected, even though you're not doing everything that everyone else wants you to do. Yes, I'm right here, right now, I'm broadcasting from Chicago, Illinois. Yeah, this is a live broadcast from Chicago. Someone just texted and asked, where am I broadcasting from? I want you to reach out more and more to your family members. Only thing, don't expect anything in return but respect. Rediscover and discover new and existing hobbies. You know, do that self-care. Take care of yourself. Yeah. I would like to shout out today, you know, I want to shout out a congratulations to Isaiah in Atlanta. I heard about the good report, Isaiah. Congratulations. I want to shout out happy birthday to LaDonna. Terry, I want to say hello to you. You're such an inspiration in my life. Sheila, thank you for your continued love and support. Jackie, you're moving forward in ministry, and don't think it's not noticed. I want to say hello to my beautiful mother, Dolores. I love you. My beautiful Aunt Steen, I love you. I want to say hello to my beautiful Aunt Jewel, and I want to say hi to my Aunt Reverend Rosemary. I want to thank her for all of her work and labor in ministry. I want to shout out to all of you today. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast, you know, and go back and listen to some of the other ones. Hey, I want to say hi today to Cynthia on the island of Sardinia. Shelley, I want to thank you for tuning in. It means a lot to me. Judy, hello. I want to shout out to Queen Jewel. Hey, LaRusha, hello, Mr. Randall. Thank you for your support. I wouldn't be doing this without the help of you. I want to say hi to Prophetess and Elder Moreland. Margareta, hello. Thank you for all the work you're doing, all the groundwork that you do. It is greatly appreciated. Hey, hello, Marlon, Atlanta, hello. I want to say hello again. I have another Isaiah in Atlanta. I want to shout out Sean, Marlon, love you, Carol and Cheryl. Mwah. I want to thank my children for those beautiful grandchildren. I want to shout out today to Seven, Nico, Jordan, Kayla and Lauren. I know everyone's getting back to school. Hey, Latorsha, Fabio, keep things rocking in Italy. I want to say hello to the Edwards in Virginia Beach. Recovery Prayer Line, keeping those people lifted up in prayer. I know you're getting positive results. I want to say hello to the Yokoyamas, Dr. Patra, hello. Women and men in ministry all over the world, I love you. Hello, Joy. I want to say hello to you. Remember, look up. Look up. It may just look like a crack in the ceiling, but you're getting there. I want you to keep reaching. I want you to keep looking for an opening, for opportunities. Some of you feel as though you may never break through, but hold on. Your breakthrough is so near. Listen, some seen the dawn is all you need to see. There's always a silver lining behind every dark cloud. Go back and look up some of my other podcasts, please, and listen to them. Hey, I want to say happy birthday to all of you that are having a birthday. If I didn't call your name, Velma and Terry, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, I want to say you're supernaturally anointed by God the Father. You're supernaturally anointed, and you're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. You have the faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. As you give, you can't help it. You're going to always receive more back. Marvelous things are happening in and around and through you now. Hey, hi, Stephanie and Tony. Hi, Chloe. I love you. I love you all. And I want you to know you are the apple of God's eye. Be encouraged and look up. Please.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.